bullshit, it's all just dumb gay politics. America's gotten kinda whack, but we're not gonna let it go down like that, cause we got a dumb gay podcast, a dumb gay political podcast. We probably don't have all the facts, but we got opinions and we'll probably backtrack. That's why it's a dumb gay podcast, a dumb gay political podcast. Ooh, it's all shit, it's all shit. It's all shit. It's all shit. I mean, are we gonna die? I don't know. You're extreme. I am extreme. It's all shit. This shit is bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A-S. This shit is Trumpanas. T-R-U-M-P-A-N-A-N-A-S. What? I don't know. I don't even know.
Everybody, welcome to Dumb Gay Politics. Je suis Julie.
Well, if you were going to say je suis, wouldn't it be Julia or...
Oh, I don't know.
Do they say Julia?
Julia. Je suis Julia. And as we know, anyone who saw the pictures, I was Julia in Salt Lake City, Utah.
Okay. And I am Brandy. I'm going to do it for any of the English speakers out there.
Usually this is a podcast where we're supposed to talk about the last week in politics, but lucky for you guys, this is another weird pre-taped evergreen episode. Ah.
Do you want to remind them what evergreen means in case we have 1 or 2.5 more
evergreen.
Listeners?
Evergreen. That's what we should play, is the song called Evergreen by Miss Barbara Streisand.
I'm pretty sure you've done this exact little bit you're doing on a previous Evergreen episode where you brought up the Barbra Streisand song.
I can't have anything. Evergreen means, you know, not current. It means... It means, you know, for all of time.
Yeah, in TV talk, it means you pick topics that aren't timely. Mm-hmm. So you're not sitting there like
timeless.
Like,
hey, timeless. Evergreen is timeless.
Timeless. That's it. Great.
Evergreen is timeless.
So we're not like, God, guys, Monica Lewinsky, and it's like, okay. Right. So this could just be, we could play it a month from now.
Did you hear that Bill Clinton had an affair with an intern? This is crazy. We should start doing news from a certain year. That might be a fun thing to do every now and then.
That might be. That'll be our next Evergreen, and ironic.
It'll be like Evergreen 1992.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? News
from 87. It's so not timely that it's now Evergreen. It's now timeless.
Right. It's timeless.
Yeah. Because it's so fucking from a time.
You know how they have those cards where it's like, this on your birthday, here's what happened in the history.
Yeah.
And you're like, nothing good happened.
Well, we know on your birthday that gay thing happened.
That's true. Not the same year, but it is the same date.
Oh, okay.
For I am not as old as that.
But there was also that gay thing happened could have meant your birth.
That's true. That's true.
Phyllis is listening the like, prophet. Yep, that gay thing sure did happen. It came right out of me. And I said, here's my contribution to the contribution
Stonewall,
to the
contribution to Stonewall
to the
gayest
and gay things
history.
On earth. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what? Thanks, Mom and Dad, for making me
I want to thank
super
them, too.
Super gay. Super gay. It doesn't get much gayer. Really doesn't.
I don't think it can.
I can't. I'm trying
it
to think.
It
I'm
should try to hold think. Off on getting any more gayer.
I'm trying to think of something gayer. And,
Well, this is actually going to be kind of a cool evergreen because it's our conspiracy evergreen. And that means we're going to talk about all kinds of weird, amazing, funny conspiracy theories, which are basically just lies, right?
Paranoias.
Yeah. I mean, they're not true.
I mean, it's what maybe when I'm sitting in the drug den and 3 a.m. and I'm like, is that spider an actual person on the wall? Do they have eyes? Why are they looking at me?
There isn't a conspiracy theorist, if you will, mm-hmm. I don't believe.
Yeah.
Exists if there isn't a drug addiction and or a mental illness present.
100%.
If there's just a regular high functioning person like let's say my mother.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I don't think she could get down on a conspiracy theory because
she has a rational
thought.
She's living in reality.
Common sense.
You have a common sense. You have it. And also,
she needs to get more high.
Don't you have a...
We're drinking champagne.
Don't you have I went and did... We had to do some... The research for this was pretty fun because it was... I mean, these looking people up are insane. Yeah, looking and also, up insane people. But like, you know, we'll get into him later, but like Alex Jones, let's say, who has millions of fans, millions of people. And you have to think then, if he's mentally ill, that means millions of other people are also mentally ill.
Well, the larger macro version of that is Donald Trump.
Yes, 100%.
It's like the crazies follow the fucking crazies.
The crazies, and you just have to now, we have to know, we live in a world where we have to accept, and it's been revealed, that
half the world is crazy.
That, I don't know how many, that 40% of the population is fucking insane.
And then the weird 10%, which we fall into, is like, we are high and all the time, and probably that has given us a mental illness. Well, we know Julie's gay, so that's already a mental illness. So it's like,
and
we,
Jewish.
We then, so we then can straddle the line of like, because we are high, so we can get down on some weird shit. Like, we'll be super high, and I'll be like, what if that Vegas shooter was shooting aliens? And then you're like, I know, that'd be crazy. And then we're like, don't tell anyone
your
I ever
bangs
said that.
Look really good.
Oh, they do? Oh my God, that's my favorite compliment.
Yeah.
I just got them yesterday. So we can get down because we can get down on some conspiracies, but we always wake up the next morning with our hangover and go, no, that's not true.
Yeah. I mean, I'll believe anything.
Well, especially when we're high.
Yeah. And when I'm not high, I'll believe anything. Clearly. You know what I mean? I'm gullible.
Yeah.
So.
You're a little too literal, though.
Or literal. That's a good. You know what? You're right. I'm not gullible. I'm literal.
No. But you're a little too literal to. A little too literal?
You're a little too literal to be loved. That's kind of. Should be more country. I'm a little too literal to be alive.
To be alive or to be loved?
Good question.
Which did you say?
I was thinking alive.
Oh, okay.
But loved would be
better
for a country
song. I thought
you said
a little too literal
song.
To be loved.
A little too literal to be loved. Yep, that works too.
Well, I want to quickly talk about Leah Black's skincare.
Oh!
yes. She's a premium Patreon member, so anyone who wants to order from her website, leahblack.com, if you just mention Dumb Gay Politics when you place your order, you'll get like a free keychain or
cosmetic
makeup
or
cosmetics
or something.
Yeah. I'm not mentioning it because of that. I just wanted to throw out there that you'll get a free gift if you want. I'm mentioning it because I did accidentally. I was given like, you know how you get little samples of things like when you're at the whatever. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't from, because Ange Knox sent me a birthday gift and it had, had all these samples.
And
it wasn't from that, but I got this other samples and I didn't realize it was like a retinol sample. Okay. Retinol is something that like everyone over 30 should be using. That's what they always say. And we don't, and we're over 30, but I put the sample on and I don't know if I was drunk or it said it was a micro gel. And I thought it was, that meant it was going to be like less strong. I put it on, my entire face peeled off. And it was hanging, sheets of skin was hanging off the thing. Like,
really?
Like I had a beard and it was like hanging like that. And like it'd be hanging here. And I mean, I was horrified and it was so itchy. And I was like flying back from Houston and I was like, I did get an allergic attack, but that's something else. And my face was so itchy. And then it was peeling off and so gross. And Leah Black has this like ultra repair, like hydrating. It's just like ultra, ultra hydrating cream that we have from her. And it was the only thing. I didn't think I could leave the house. Like, I was so insecure. I was like, I can't leave the house with a skin beard and a skin mustache.
Well, yeah.
I can't. I can't even simply, like, knock, knock, knock. Oh, do I have a delivery? Nope. You're going to have to take that back down to UPS and keep it there for a month until my skin. So I would have to slather on this Leah Black cream. And it was, I honestly wanted to text her because I know she uses retinol. You know what I mean? Because everyone does. Anyone who's in the skincare game uses it. But I don't know how. And that's probably why she invented that cream. And it made me say, I got to tell people like to get on that Leah Black train if they ever have. There's all kinds of, I mean, she has amazing different needs.
I've done the under eye. I've done the nighttime regimen and all of it. I do have to say, and I did a skin wash in the shower. And my skin did feel very soft after all the things.
She has amazing skin. And
she does have amazing skin.
She has like a 15-minute facial and stuff, but that thing saved my ass, and I was going to tell her because I was like, I know if I text her right now, A, she's going to tell me how and where I can use the right retinol.
That's true.
B, she's going to send me a case of this damn hydrating shit because it has always been my jam anyway, but it was nothing else could Because you know you put on lotion and go, okay, I'm going to make the flakes go away. I'm going to put on lotion.
I wish people could see how you put, how you put.
How I put the lotion on my cheek. Yeah,
like you're in a commercial. You do it like the lady in the commercial.
Yeah.
Gently with two, when you're, the middle finger is, my nails. Is gently forward in front of the other fingers, as if that's a natural thing to do. Mm-hmm. And then.
Oh yeah, you're doing it
you
now.
You know what I mean?
It's like this, a ballerina hand
yeah,
doing
like
it.
Like this, because I would never think, I would just do it with my whole yeah. hand. Yeah. Like a bear.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Because you can bear, you have barely any movement in your fingers.
Just yeah, that's why I can't yeah. put makeup on because it's right. doing like that. But like this. Oh, mm-hmm. I'm a lady in a car. And you know what? Yes, you're getting ready for your bath.
Yeah. Well, I'm telling y'all, if you feel like you have dry skin or you're a retinol user, or if you're gonna want to start. But yeah, I thought she's gonna send me like 10 of these if I just text her and ask her. And I need to. But I thought, I'm like, let me just tell everyone just in case. There's got to be one other person out there who had this. And then you have to go to work. I mean, I can't imagine someone accidentally does something and then they're like, holy fuck.
I want to see people get stuff from her, from leahblack.com, and then post pictures of it.
I mean, she told us people ordered last time we talked yeah. about it.
I hope that you do get some skincare because I want to see people using it.
Nacho, quit doing that.
Oh, is that outside?
Construction. I thought Nacho decided to just quickly build something.
I thought he was licking a bowl. All right, so meow meow, read yeah. us. We got some gifts. This is kind of going to take a minute, but Jess Mahan got us tissues, Jock and I, and Dumb Gay Politics t-shirts, okay? It was so great. I mean, we've already, Julie's leaving town and she is going to get a dog sitter because I'm not going to do it. And I was like, don't leave these tissues from Jess for Stephanie to use. I don't want these tissues being used. And she's like, I needed to open them to use them last night. I'm like, okay, well, I don't want Stephanie getting into the tissues. And then it's like, we're like, she's 25. She probably doesn't even use tissues. Oh. That's like an old lady thing. So anyway, we love the fucking tissues. And I've already put, we got some travel tissues. I already have them in my purse, in my car.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I do.
I'm going to take my travel tissues too. I also used the Italian tissues last night, by the way. Remember we got those?
Yeah, you did.
I want to just let everyone know Italian tissues are rough.
Oh, you had to open all the tissues in the whole house and use them all?
Yes, I think, yes. Yes, I did.
Can you please save some of the tissues for me? So Jess is one of the 14 listeners of DGP, and she said she's also a recent Patreon subscriber. So she sent us a really long, super cute letter where she ended up bullet pointing. It was really, really cute. She put bullet points of all her like thoughts that she has when she wants to just send us texts.
Yeah.
It was basically like text to Julie and Brandy out in bullet points. Mm-hmm. And they were really funny. We read every single one out loud. And they were pretty much like kind of like she would think of the texts while she was listening to Patreon, mm-hmm. like back Patreons mm-hmm. or podcast episodes. And so I wanted to let Jess know that we're so happy she joined the Patreon, and that being that she's a new member and she's sort of just binging all the old episodes, you can in fact put those texts that you want to do, your bullet points, you can make a comment on the episode. And it's not like if you were to comment on Facebook or on any, like, even Twitter, YouTube, anything like that. We get the actual Patreon comment in an email mm-hmm. alone to us.
Right.
And it comes right into our email inbox. Like, here, I'll give you an example. Here's one right now from Sarah Sassoni. Love Julie's comments about realizing it's actually really fucked up to actually eat animals. Very woke. Okay? So that's Julie. She's looking around like she's accepting an Academy Award for being woke. Dear ladies and gentlemen and members of the Woke Academy, I really want to thank you for acknowledging that I too am woke. Mm-hmm. So we talked about factory farming on the Patreon because, hey, it's all fun and games over there.
Couldn't have gotten woke if it wasn't for my agent, my manager.
Please thank me.
Of course, Brandy, thank you for waking me, helping me be woken and awake, to be
awakening. Thank you, Marla Maples.
Thank you, Marla Maples, all the time. Awakenings for your podcast. Thank you for Tiffany and awakening her. Thank you for awakening all of us to being awoken and awakened.
So Jess, that's just one example. We posted the Patreon today, for example, and so we're getting all these, you know, they're emails, but they're pretty much just like texts. It's individual messages. We see who sent them. So you don't need to wait and keep your bullet points for a long letter. You can actually just put them right in the moment and we read them yeah. and we remember. We know every member of the Patreon. Listen, there's only like five, so they're near and dear to the heart. Okay. Then, so thank you, Jess. So then we got Carissa Jackson from Detroit sent us some baller ass Detroit whiskey honey and two rocks glasses with our DGP promo picture embossed onto the glasses.
That was okay. Cool. That was
so straight up
cool.
Rocks glasses with our picture on it. Yeah. We're drinking whiskey and champagne, but we're drinking whiskey out of them now and enjoying looking at our own faces. I mean, honestly, it was probably like the most rock star I ever felt. Yeah, I was like, was I love cool. looking at my own face.
I'm drinking out of myself.
Yeah, very, very, very cool.
Brandy likes, anyone should know, any gifts or anything. She loves to look at herself. So any kind of mirror, any sort of reflection, any kind of thing like that will make her very,
well,
very
I like,
happy.
No, I like, I don't like looking at myself now. I like looking at myself frozen in time.
Frozen in time.
So I like pictures of myself. So obviously
right.
Everything from Jen and Ange and I mean all the Obama photos and everything are great. So anyway, well, yeah. But thank you so much, Carissa. Like baller rocks glasses and we love them. Mm-hmm. The thing was, though, really, that she sent us a beautiful letter because it's not just about material things. It's really about the words. So she sent us a really beautiful letter that Julie's going to read. It was so sweet and honestly did bring me to tears. I don't know if I was just vulnerable, hadn't had a drink because this was yesterday that we looked that up. But
So should I just read this?
Yes.
Okay. Dear Julie and Brandy, I was watching an episode of True Blood in 2008 when I heard and fell in love with a little ditty called Soccer Practice. That song led me to Johnny McGovern, which led me to Gay Pimpin' with Johnny McGovern, which led me to Julie Goldman, Huzzah for Lesbos, and Brandy Howard, Sexopharmacia. You guys have been bringing me joy for a really, 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 really long time. Kind of an embarrassingly long time. Not embarrassing for you, but for us and how old we are. When People's Couch was on, my mom and I would always watch it together. We still talk about you like we're all long-time friends.
We're all long-time friends.
I live in Detroit now, but when I travel up north to visit the fam, Mom and I will go on hikes, and I'll bring you up in casual conversation like, well, I was listening to Julie and Brandy, and they said, and my mom will just nod along like, sure, of course, I know Julie and Brandy. You guys are a popular topic of conversation in the woods of northern Michigan. I was never able to give much in years past because I worked in environmental conservation, but since no one cares about saving endangered butterflies, it's hard to get paid to do it.
I feel like you're an endangered butterfly, meow meow.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh. Awoken.
Look at me fly. I'm awake. I'm up in the sky. Now I have a job that pays a little money. Like us.
So do we, Carissa.
So I have a little extra to spend on my favorite ladies. Oh, I love it when people call me a lady or put me in a group of ladies. I'm also a $2 Patreon donor, and I promise you don't need to be scared. I'm not crazy, mostly just an awkward introvert who likes podcasts. I also promise I won't decrease my donation. Thank you for all your snark, the laughter, the righteousness, the ridiculousness, the brief glimpses of vulnerability, and most of all, the love you have for each other. You beautiful ladies have been with me on long drives home, doing dishes, annoying workouts, and boring work days. You make it okay for women of all kinds to just be their authentic selves. Much love, Carissa Jackson, representing a small, mostly silent, white, straight, late 30s demographic from the Midwest. P.S. I hope it isn't too weird that I typed this. It's all typed, which is amazing. I wanted to handwrite it to prove to Brandy that I can write in cursive because I learned in elementary school when it was still a thing. Side note, I also took typing in 11th grade. And also that I have not excellent but pretty decent spelling and grammar skills. I do not. But my hand started to hurt one paragraph in and I gave up. Please still think I'm cool, XOXO. And then she signed it in cursive with her actual name and the date.
Yeah. Well, I don't know why it was so touching.
Really sweet.
It really was.
Thank you so much, Carissa.
And I don't know. And I love when people listen with their moms or watch People's Couch with their moms. And
yeah.
That was the best part about People's Couch. And that was just really sweet. And to be even like knowing about Johnny and in our zeitgeist for 10 years, it's just we're coming up on our decade anniversary, even me and Meow Meow. I mean, I guess technically already passed. But, you know, this year, 2018 is really our decade anniversary. So we're celebrating by being losers and having no money and being depressed and with you guys all year.
Yeah, you know how it is. Like you do. It's a fucking amazing.
Yeah. So,
but, you know.
I'm going to keep reading these letters and feeling good about whatever. So let's get to Eye of the Conspiracy Shitstorm.
Okay.
You take some shit, put it up on the wall, check it out for a while. You take that shit up off of the wall, put it down on the floor in a glass bowl. You take some fuck, put it up on the wall where the shit used to be.
Okay, so since this is our special evergreen conspiracy episode, we wanted to find the most current conspiracy-ish shitstorm that's brewing around, and we think we nailed it.
You're good at nailing stuff.
Thank you.
All right, so I'm going to try. I mean, I'm certainly got my buzz on, honey. But okay, so it all starts with Mike Pence and right. how he was a member of the House, huh. and he was very, very... religious, and he was all family values and calling his wife mother and, you know, against abortion and, you know, just a complete Bible beater. And he was very, very, very vocal and some people considered a leader in the House in just the way of that he really pushed his agenda strongly. He wasn't somebody that sat in the cut and just wanted to be liked.
Right.
He was constantly pushing his fucking bugger nut agenda. Yeah. So when he was going to considering running for president, and about a month before Trump, like, threw his hat in the ring, he decided he wasn't going to run.
Okay.
So he was that ambitious that he was going to run for president. That's the important thing there. Okay. So then when he was the nominee with the vice president with Trump mm-hmm. and the running mate or whatever it's called, they get elected. He has become a full-time sycophant to Trump.
Right.
And which isn't weird because if anyone's smart and a politician, which Mike Pence is probably both, you know the way to Trump's heart is, it's not even the way to Trump's heart. He demands that you full-time kiss his ass right. to the press all the time. Yep. Whenever you're in front of people, right. it's Trump, 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 and you kiss his ass. Right. And Mike Pence does that. But for anyone who knew right. him in the House and for anyone who's been a part of his political career at all, they think it's very, very weird because that wasn't who he was at all. He was family values all the time, and he doesn't even talk about that now.
Nope.
They don't even understand how he could even be affiliated with President Trump.
He couldn't even believe that adultery isn't a crime anymore, legally isn't a crime anymore.
And then went on to the press and said the thing with Stormy Daniels was a private matter.
Right, right, right.
It's like, okay. So he's thrown all that stuff out the window when dealing with Trump, it seems. So here recently, the first thing was that Trump doesn't want, it started to become clear to Trump that Mike Pence was actually much more ambitious and had much more of an agenda than met the eye, because he was for many months just pulling the wool over Trump's eyes, being like, oh, kissing his ass all the time. And that's mm-hmm. all he cared about. He'd look at his speech, hear him kiss his ass, and then he'd keep it pushing.
Right.
Well, it started to become clear that Mike Pence was taking a lot of summits or whatever shit they had to do where there was a lot of movers and shakers.
Yeah.
And Trump would be like, oh, I don't want Mike Pence in the same room with all these important people. Like, because his agenda was starting to become clear.
Right.
So he started this pack. It's not a super pack, but it's a pack, which I think are called political action committees. And his is called the Great American Pack. Like, make gross. America great, or maybe it's great America.
I mean, so, well, they're so...
I know, which, so by just, the way, it's like a Six Flags in Northern California, great America.
Great America.
So his pack, it's not a Faith. Super pack.
Family.
It's like the Koch brothers have a super pack. The Mercers have a super pack. So those are like...
We could have a Koch brothers super
we
pack.
We sure do. We have one. And it's a super pack to get fucked up for as little money as we can. So super PACs have the most money, and PACs, which is what Mike Pence has like, I don't know, who knows, maybe it has like $1 million in it.
Okay.
But whatever, he takes this committee and then he then goes around, his PAC goes around, and during these primaries, it has helped, you know, the favorite candidates. I'm quite sure he got that Baptist minister elected in, that was in North Carolina. So recently the primary in North Carolina, the Republican that got the nominee for Senate was a Baptist minister. He like took away the sitting senator's seat, I guess, and he the incumbent, and he doesn't believe in same-sex marriage. So I'm sure Mike Pence took his money, put his pack behind that guy.
I don't believe in sunscreen, but it is a thing.
Yeah.
So get into it.
So he's been taking his pack and going around and helping all these candidates around, which is part of moving players into position when you're
right,
you know what I mean,
right. Yeah, he's strategizing.
Yeah,
he's trying to get the Congress to become president.
Yeah, the Congress the way he wants.
Right.
So Trump starts seeing him with this fucking pack and he's like, oh, sorry, I'm quite sure like Biden wasn't rolling around with a pack, like, you know what I mean. Right. He's popping a Vicodin and calling it a night. Mm-hmm. So he started to realize, and people started to whisper in Trump's ear, like, he's very ambitious. And Trump started to get somewhat paranoid that Mike Pence was putting himself in a position and putting his team in place for when Trump inevitably, and I do not use that lightly, gets impeached or he resigns. Because it's
right.
quickly racing towards that, even if it's just time putting right. us towards that. Right. I don't think he'll finish out his 4 years. And quite frankly, even if he does, and then he goes to try to run again for the next four, he can replace Mike Pence at that point.
Right.
So that's right. a fact. He doesn't right. need to have Mike Pence be his vice president right. again. So Trump starts getting paranoid. The NRA thing comes up. Mike Pence was set to be the speaker at the NRA. That's when they released the thing where they said, no guns. Mike Pence will be there. There was no mention of Trump. Like, days before the NRA convention happened, Trump said, I'm going to talk too. And he completely went and took all the steam out of Mike.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yes, he sure did. Even as much as Mike Pence tried, and we heard his speech.
Oh, yeah.
Oof.
So he will not let him. He was going to go do this. Yeah, okay. This other summit. And he was like, he's pulling him off of like meetings. And Mike Pence is just like, OK, playing it off like he doesn't care. And so basically, most recently, like within the last week, Trump has taken his ex-campaign manager, who you're going to tell us about, Meow Meow. Mm-hmm. This guy's name's Corey Lewandowski. Mm-hmm. He definitely has the scarlet letter of like Russian collusion on his forehead. It's him and all those other guys, Paul Manafort, mm-hmm. and like all of the shadiest of the shady in the Trump crew. This guy is right in the mix. He has been around since birther. He was happy to say Obama wasn't born here, all that crap. This guy's a total skank. So Trump took Corey Lewandowski, who was fired. He didn't quit. He didn't resign. He's only been like an advisor to Trump. And by that, we mean friend. Mm-hmm. He's not working in the White House in any capacity. He's Trump's friend. And he was fired from the campaign.
Sorry.
Trump took him and put him in Mike Pence's cabinet. He put him in Mike Pence's Great America pack so that he will do nothing with that pack. Because that pack also funds his own.
Right. Of course.
You know, all of his own shit. Mike Pence now cannot make a move without Trump's basically best friend.
So since now we know Trump, the Trump administration is like the mafia. So Trump is the godfather. And let's say Mike Pence is like, who's the dumb brother? Even though Mike Pence isn't completely dumb, he is the dumb. He is of all those people. I think he's like the.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on-a-whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
He's
certainly not part of the in crowd.
He's on the out a little bit. Yeah. He's trying to make his own business. And why did ultimately Al Pacino killed his own brother? Why? Because his own brother went against the family to try and
that's right. And you build know what? You're business. Annoying. Fucking what's his name? Steve
Frodo.
He tried to start his own business.
Trump
and them are the cheerleaders, and Mike Pence was in yearbook, and he's trying to come over from yearbook.
Okay, but Corey Lewandowski is a soldier to the mob. He's a soldier for the mafia. And what's funny is when I was reading about him, this guy never dies. Corey Lewandowski has done everything. It's literally
Corey
as
Lewandowski
if,
never dies. That needs to be the name of his his novel. It's kind of like a fiction novel.
He worked for the corrupt congressman in like 1990 whatever, and from in Ohio. The guy ended up going to jail. Lewandowski said he was like a surrogate father. He then had to go and work for somebody else who was shitty. And then he
He likes a shady liar.
Yeah, because he's a shady fucking liar. He needs to be told what to do because he's a fucking criminal, goombots, you know, like muscle. He's the muscle.
Why did he get fired from the campaign?
It's unclear as to why he got fired from the campaign, but he did get in trouble for manhandling the Breitbart newswoman at
he was the rally one that threw that reporter out or something. He like snapped and threw the reporter out.
Physically.
And then Trump and them just said, oh, we needed someone with more skills or skill set or something.
He basically doesn't really have any experience.
Yeah.
And or anything.
But that thing with throwing the reporter out was a huge deal.
That was a huge deal. He did go to a hearing for Russia collusion where he apparently yelled at the people, the Democrats who were asking him questions, and he was like, "I'm not gonna fucking answer your fucking stupid fucking questions." Like he went off like that.
Yeah, he's got a screw. He's unstable.
He's unstable, yeah. And he's a muscle. He's because he's the muscle. Because he's an idiot, and he's the muscle. He kill people. He'd probably kill people, and he would if they asked him to do it. He's like a muscle Michael Cohen. You know what I mean? He's a fucking,
and Michael Cohen already thought he was muscle. Well,
right. So anyway, so that's basically his deal.
Okay. Well, he is now with Mike Pence day in, day out.
You have to now knowing that Corey Lewandowski, who's like probably a pretty scary dude to be around if you're a Bible thumping, can't be in a room with other women. Fucking,
oh, I was like, I hope he has hookers 24/7 up in his room. Yeah. I mean, Mike Pence, like, this guy doesn't have any experience, but yet he needs to be in Mike Pence to pack for what?
Well, the other thing I wanted to say is that how he even came to Trump, it's like he met him at an event. He just kissed his ass.
Yeah.
He just went and kissed his ass, and then Trump asked him to be the campaign. Like,
yeah, he's a shyster. They're hucksters, even so it's Michael Cohen.
They're hustler, criminal, shade.
So he is now with Pence, and the tension. For right now, Trump thinks he has a lid on it because he has his babysitter there,
right,
who I hope is a hooker fucking drug doing babysitter. Mike Pence is just unsafe and crying, looking for mother all day.
Or I also imagine Corey. First of all, without saying his whole name, name is Corey.
Adult male's named Corey.
Hey,
sorry for anyone there. I know a few guys named Corey. They haven't passed 40. And I'm sorry for anyone out there who has. And I'm sure you're a great guy. But I'm sorry, but you know, older guys named Corey. It's just not cool. It's just uncool. It's very uncool. I'm not comfortable with it.
I'm just not scared of you. You know what I mean?
I'm also not Corey Haim, Corey Feldman.
Right.
You seem like you're a 13-year-old.
You know what I'm saying? Just like, But this guy, you know, fine. We know he's unstable and we know he'll beat a bitch down. Literally, an actual woman he'll beat. So I imagine him just sitting in a corner whittling wood with a knife looking at Mike Pence and Mike Pence just being too scared to fucking live.
Well, they thought that the tension was going to reach a boiling point if John McCain were to say that he didn't want Trump at his funeral. And I think we now know that has officially happened. John McCain said he didn't want Trump. He wanted Pence only, not Trump. So now Trump's just going to be done with Mike Pence. However, here's the unfortunate news. The vice president is, in fact, the only he's the only person that the president can't fire. Ugh. So the only way you can do it is to wait till your 4 years then replace him. Now what happened with Watergate, what was that guy's name?
Agnew?
No, the president.
Oh, Nixon.
So Nixon had his vice president named Agnew. Congress is who has to vote out the vice president. It takes like 2/3 vote in the Senate. So a vote of the House and 2/3 vote in the Senate. So Congress at that time, and I'm sure it was some kind of like, that was its own conspiracy with Nixon. They got out Agnew. They caught him on money laundering, which, by the way, couldn't we catch every single member of Congress right in this exact moment?
Course.
I mean, right down to like even
all
like
of them,
Pelosi,
of them.
Like, you know, they're all doing it.
Every one of them.
So they banded together and they got this vice president ousted, which was crazy. So this is prior to Watergate. Then, because they just throw the vice president out, they then have to get together and hand pick out of Congress who's going to be Nixon's new vice president. So they all look around and they probably want to go same party. So they pick Gerald Ford, who was like this, I guess apparently he was like this tall, like good looking, like good old boy, like very affable, like didn't push his agenda. Mm-hmm. Everyone liked him. He didn't offend anyone. So that's why they could all agree. Like, he doesn't, well, that just to me sounds like he doesn't do anything. He's just taking his paycheck and keeping it pushing.
Yeah.
So he had like two teenage kids. So they picked Gerald Ford to be Nixon's VP. And then Nixon, so Gerald Ford never even ran for fucking president. He never even had any interest. Nixon gets impeached, and now Gerald Ford is the president.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, that would be the dream situation here. But yeah. Congress isn't going to do dick to Mike Pence because they all know him. He's one of their cronies, and they hate Trump so much. Yeah. They don't care if it's Mike Pence that replaces Trump. They don't care.
Well, they should care.
Did you get depressed?
Yeah.
It could have been very exciting for a second. Very, very exciting. But it's really interesting with Gerald Ford, and my friend Anne knows, like, his wife started the Betty Ford Center. Mm-hmm. She was the first woman to ever, you know, bring alcoholism into the light. And Gerald Ford's son, his he had a teenage daughter and a teenage son. His daughter had, like, her prom at the fucking White House, like a goddamn gangster. And his son brought his friends, and they were the first people to ever smoke pot in the White House. And I was like, mic drop, killing the game.
Wow.
Killing the game.
Second person, Obama.
Exactly.
I hope.
Second person, Laura Bush. And I think we know.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
She smokes spliffs out the window all day long. Well, that's that for that conspiracy
shitstorm.
That
was good. You got it good.
But now it's time for us to go to conspiracy skew.
No dark sarcasm in the classroom. Teacher, leave them kids alone.
Now it's time for Brandy and I to write our tiny evergreen bicicletas to skew.
This is one of our favorite segments, and it's called Time for Skew, and it's where a live person teaches us something. Our professor for the day is our good friend, Ronnie Karam, and he's going to take us to conspiracy skew.
Ronnie is one half of the podcast juggernaut Watch What Crappens. If you love Bravo and you're not a subscriber to his Bravo recap show, then you're an asshole. Kidding, you're just out of the loop. You're just out of the loop. Watch What Crappens is so fucking popular that Bravo execs are creating podcasts of their own just to try and compete with it.
We love, love, love Ronnie. He's a fellow professional drinker, and we take advantage of that quite frequently. It's very rare to find a friend that can enthusiastically go toe-to-toe with our hard partying lifestyle, but Julie and I found a twisted sister in Ronnie. From Leah Black's to the improv to 4 a.m. phone calls, one subject always seems to come up, and it's right-wing conspiracies, or maybe just conspiracies in general.
Yeah, all conspiracies. He's gotten so deep in the internet-driven conspiracy K-hole that we don't even understand half the shit he's talking about. But today, that all changes. We want ourselves and our 14 listeners to be able to hold our own with cosplay conspiracy nerds. And today, Professor Ronnie is going to teach us how. Hey, Ronnie!
Hey! That was the nicest intro I've ever had, first of all.
Mm-hmm.
Bravo is not trying to imitate us.
There's no, they must be trying to do
something.
No, they're
not, but I love... Talk about cosplay. I love that. I love your imagination. Keep it going. And what is a K-hole?
Oh, it's a drug. It's a drug.
Been there. Yeah, the horse tranquilizer.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
Well, if I wanted to go to sleep, I'd snort an Ambien.
Right, exactly. So we got down a rabbit hole. K-hole.
No, you don't have to change it for me. I just want to keep in touch with the youth.
Yeah. The youth does Special K, and then they do a little too much, and then they end up on the floor in the corner of a club wondering if, you know, JFK was like the single bullet theory or...
It wasn't. I mean, you know that. I love your go into it, but I have to say, I was at West Hollywood last week, and someone just passed out in a crosswalk. That is so
at West
needy.
Hollywood, too.
At West Hollywood. you know, that corner, the pump corner.
They passed out
after
in
the
crosswalk?
After the Countess Lou Lamb show. Yeah, we all went, you know, a bunch of people went there, and I'm like, how are you going to make it home? And then we're stuck in this fucking Uber line, and this queen is passed out in a crosswalk, passed out on the sidewalk.
Oh, no.
No,
no, no. That's unprofessional, girl.
And that was probably a K-hole.
That
might have been a K-hole.
It could have been an opioid epidemic.
Could have been.
Here's what I really want to know. To start off, step one.
Okay.
Where does the conspiracy K-hole start? Do you, like, you're here, you you've just gotten home from being out. Maybe you're here, you have a cocktail. Maybe you've smoked a J. And you now, are you on YouTube where you're getting caught into the hole?
No, I'm not giving money to Google. That's fine. It starts because I'm obsessed with news, and news just had me raging out finally. Like, you've talked to me about news.
Yeah.
I start freaking out. Because I don't agree with anybody, and then everybody's just yelling at me, and I'm like, but don't you know who QAnon is? And you guys are like, no. I'm like, come on! And then I start yelling and screaming. And so, either, look, you're going to do drugs, masturbate, like, there's horrible, like, there's bad ways to fill your time.
Right.
Or playing, like, I have a PlayStation
video
there.
Games.
And a Nintendo there. It's like, enough already. Or eating too much. And so I just figured, look, you love rage, and you love, like, silliness.
Yes.
So, conspiracies just...
Sometimes it is safer, like, sometimes you're all masturbated out, there's no food left.
Totally.
The cocktail's almost gone.
Domino's is closed.
Girls. Yeah, and you got
I do cook popcorn, though, on the stove.
Yeah, me too.
I do.
I call it lip fat. It's like butter and coconut.
Yeah.
Anyway. I know.
There's another conspiracy, coconut oil. Oh, wow. like, it's so good for you, everybody have coconut oil. So all these thin people are, like, guzzling it. They're like, do you swish it in your mouth? Have you ever heard of
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I have, yeah.
It's called pulling.
Yeah, oil pulling.
Yeah, oil
course.
Pulling. Like, do you pull coconut? No, stupid. Like, these stupid thin people. No.
Yeah.
And then, like, last month or 2 months ago, they're like, coconut oil is going to kill you.
What?
And then if you find out who's funding all this shit, it's everything is funded by these huge corporations.
Coconut
and they buy their
industry.
Stupid.
It is true, though.
Studies, yeah. You see, but that's like the ravings of a crazy person, but that's actually true.
But
which
it's
is
true.
Fun about conspiracy, because... It sounds crazy, but then once you keep reading it, you start, it's like, I don't know, I would say religion, but I'm still not religious.
Yeah. We're just going to teach us how, I mean, I've already learned a lot, because we get into late night, now sometimes if we're together, now if I'm alone, I'm not going to watch comedy videos, but we'll end up being like, back in like an SNL, like Maya Rudolph hole.
Right.
Oh,
but
okay.
But I think if I'm alone, I'm not trying to be like, haha, that's hilarious. So I do get into like more of a research thing.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
well, I just laugh a lot in the daytime, and my break, I just want to not laugh.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to smile.
Yes. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
You know? No, I want to learn something, but I don't want
to
be...
Well, this isn't really learning.
But it kind of is, because you're kind of having to be, you're like, you are learning something, you're learning about a conspiracy, and then you have to decide for yourself if it's true or not. You know what I'm saying? You
do. Well, you really do learn how much you're lied to in the world, because if you start researching anything, well, I mean, you don't have to know, like, being in conspiracies to know this, but... There's proof for every single side. Like, there's no proof for fucking anything, and there's proof for everything.
That's why people believe conspiracies, even if they're outlandish ones, like Sandy Hook wasn't real, because of the fact that you know that the fucking coconut farming industry needs to sell their damn goddamn coconut oil that nobody's buying. So they put out these fake reports, or whether they're real, maybe coconut oil is great for you, but suddenly they hire a PR team to do this huge push.
Yeah.
And now it's propaganda. It's coconut oil propaganda. And propaganda happens all the time. And so we feel like we don't see anything true on the news. So because you know...
We literally don't.
Yeah. So because you know you're being lied to, then you're suddenly able to believe, like, hey, maybe 9/11 was caused by our own government.
Well, the stuff that's... Well, that is where you fall in, like 9/11. Because that's like the huge one, right?
Yeah.
And that's probably the... I mean, it's not... JFK is probably where they came up with the term conspiracy.
Right.
Theorist. To make people look crazy who didn't believe the official story. But 9/11, I mean, that was a long time ago. And I remember seeing that and thinking, how in the world did two airplanes crash near the top of those enormous buildings? And then a building down the street fell? Like, it just didn't make any sense.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean, like, the government did it and Bush was really hiding in the cabin of... You know,
yeah.
The theories aren't necessarily what's true. It's just that the official story is obviously
true.
Crap.
Right.
Like, I'm so sure that they were walking around and found a passport of one of the terrorists outside of the collapsed building.
Right.
Like, give me a break.
And a lot
you know,
of those
like
people ended
like
up committing suicide. People who saw things. That the 9/11 thing goes deep, too. It's like a ton of people who saw things and were going to report on it ended up dead. People who would go on radio shows and say... I'm going to end up dead, and then they'd end up dead. But it'd be like, she killed herself, and she... But you're like, she said for weeks that she felt like she was about to get murdered, and then she suddenly killed herself. So, but that's exactly the point, is the official story is not true. Maybe the conspiracy theory isn't right, probably,
right,
but we
it's
know.
Just catching it in a line, so people get so excited, because it's like, I knew you were lying!
Yeah.
But then no one really has the truth, so who the fuck knows? But it's fun to...
And JFK that's was I the first got one. Into. And that's when they first started lying. Like, for sure.
Or, they are such a lie, okay? They released all the... Well, not all of
them. Is the moon before JFK?
I thought that was a conspiracy lie. Well, that one's interesting. Some of them, like Sandy Hook, I just won't. I'm like, eh, no.
Nothing good's going to come of it. Nothing at all.
It's not that I won't talk about it. I won't even read about it.
Yeah.
Because the first time I did, I was like, what? Either this world is that fucked up that you've got that many people faking it for what reason, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, supposedly to take everyone's guns, but we still got them, so.
Yeah.
That one's just so fucked up and dark, I don't like it. I like when they're fun. Not when 9/11 is fun.
No.
Or JFK, really, but. JFK the moon landing is fun. Because the moon landing, they're like, well, the flag wouldn't stay that way on the moon. There's no gravity. And like, if you think of it, it's like, that's true.
Yeah.
But then maybe they had a cardboard flag, so, you know, because they knew there was no gravity. I don't know, you see?
Yeah.
Stoner brain.
Yeah. Is anyone who believes in conspiracies not high or mentally ill? Do regular
sober? I don't know.
I don't think so.
I don't know.
I think it takes a certain kind of inherent, like, paranoia, cynicism.
Well, that's why I like it. Because it's just saying, fuck you, I don't believe you. It's not saying, like, I believe something. It's the whole point is I don't know what to believe. It's just that you're lying to me.
Yeah, exactly. It's so much easier to be like, not true.
Right.
Not true. Oh, yeah. I do that all the time.
You're obviously lying.
Like, I'll just be like, he's lying. Why? I don't know. I just thought he's lying. Yeah. He's lying.
But a million of the things that I saw, they were like, no, here is the truth. I have the truth for you. I saw a lot. Right.
So, Ron, the difference between Ronnie and, like, fucking nerd tigers, cosplay nerds, is that they believe Alex Jones, and Ronnie doesn't even believe Alex Jones. Right. He just likes
that
going
was
in.
My K-hole, actually, Alex Jones. Okay, because I'm from Texas. So, my family lived in Austin for a while. My sister went to college there. So, when I was, like, 20 or 21, I went to her. Well, I didn't go there, but I lived with her while she was in college for a few months. And I knew this stoner, the guy I bought my weed from. Uppie. Hey, boy.
Uppie?
He was like, do you listen to Alex? He's the one who started telling me all this shit. I'm like, what are you talking about? And I don't think the frogs being gay because of the water was back then. But there were all these things that he just started questioning. And it wasn't like crazy guy flapping his wings. He's just like, is that the story you believe? Or is it the story you were taught to believe? You know, one of those things. And Alex Jones back then was just some guy screaming on AM radio in Austin. He wasn't what he is now.
Yeah.
And it was so much fun to listen to. I used to listen to all talk radio. And that shit was just crazy. I'd never heard any... First of all, yell that much.
Yeah.
You know, I love a yeller. Now,
oh,
like,
my God.
And then just everything he was saying was so wrong. He would be like, the mark of the beast is going to be when they put something inside of you that they'll know where you are. And they'll start with the babies and they'll start with the old people. And then they'll come for you. Well, they're talking about that tagging. Like, some of the... Yeah. All these years later, well, they are putting little things in people.
Yeah.
Like, you put them in your dog to make sure... Well, not you, because I'm poor. But they put things, you know, to scan them and know who they are.
Bueller doesn't have a... What is it called? Microchip.
No.
Yeah.
But who's going to steal them?
Oh, a fan.
But that was something like 20 years ago that someone's screaming about that I'm just laughing about in my car. And I'm like, oh, well, that came true. Now, I don't know if it means Satan is... Like, what would Satan care if we get scanned into the hospital properly, you know? I don't know.
Do you think that Alex Jones is a character or that...
No. I think
like,
he's a
real.
Crazy
he's for
fucking
real.
Person.
Yeah.
And he's just terrible now.
Terrible.
Well, he's probably always been terrible.
Yeah, but he really is.
He's just gross. Well, conspiracy now is mixed with this hard alt-right shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you saw it happen in that election, and it's like the conspiracy shit I read is now all political stuff, and it's less fun.
It's more fun to think about frogs being gay than the like it's the Illuminati lying to us.
Well, that's when my mother... Yeah. You see, I think you're just raised to be crazy. Because I remember growing up, my mom was like, you're not really gay, it's the milk. And I was like, what? Mm. And she's like, you love dairy, and they're putting so many hormones in dairy that it's making little boys act like little... Like, no one knows their sexuality, you know. And that
Oh, right.
Like,
because being gay is like you're being like a girl, when what they don't realize is that being gay is being more like a man, because you go, sucking more
dick. Yeah, take it up the butt, straight person.
I mean, really. Like, why don't you try sucking this many dicks, lady? You can't. So...
Exactly. If you think a woman wants dick this much, you're wrong, Mom.
I mean, that's the biggest conspiracy of the world, isn't it?
I think so.
In my opinion, that's the biggest conspiracy is lesbians too. You want to be like a man. Like, really? Because I like women. So I don't know what you're talking
I'm
about.
I'm manlier than, And also, the pain you learn to take and the abuse you learn to take. Straight men will cry, okay? I went to all boys Catholic school. Those little fuckers would cry over any little thing.
The more hormones. Like, my son's gay. Well, he's like a girl. Like, really?
Well, it's the estrogen and hormones and shit they're putting in to grow the cow, so...
Who wasn't drinking milk when we were kids, too, by the way? What are you like? You were more of a milk fan? Well, Julie's gay, and she didn't like milk, so...
No, because
And I love it even now.
Yeah, no.
Well, maybe that's why I'm more girly, because I love dairy, you see? And you're more manly, because maybe you liked... I don't know, what they put in... What did you
like? Apple juice!
It's all that dick they're injecting into apples these days.
Jizz juice! I mean, I don't
know. I love it. I love it. That's in religion. Like, okay.
I know, it's
weird. You can have coffee milk.
Well, only if it's with dairy. She can't have it with meat. But she would have... It's a weird
religion,
thing.
The biggest conspiracy in the world.
That is the biggest conspiracy
They come up
in
with
world.
Something... And, okay, if you're really in a desperate situation, mm-hmm. and you say, God, help. Mm-hmm. I believe, because I've had so many signs that show me there's something there that's listening
something
to me.
Something universal, or like...
It's like someone hears that, and they're like, I can hear them better than you. And then they trick everybody into paying taxes.
Right.
Well, exactly. There's into, like, marriage, somebody... owning land.
That's right.
This was all... None of this existed. We should be Greek and, like, all having orgies all day
they
long.
They had houses.
And... Oh, they have Orthodox...
They had
Orthodox...
houses.
Oh,
they had
God.
Houses and taxes and... But
Collins.
They had orgies and baths.
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know what I mean? They
yeah, but Greek Orthodox Church, oh my God, they're hardcore, you see?
They
the worst sinners are the worst Christians.
There's somebody who'll believe any... There's literally, like, you know how they say, like, in relationships, there's someone for everyone, or whatever, you know, whatever that saying
oh,
is.
Oh, I've been to a food court.
There's someone to believe anything anybody has to say. You could walk out into the street and say that you're a prophet and God spoke to you in some manner and you wrote this book and the book is made of golden bejeweled turds and only I can see it.
Uh-huh.
And you well, don't do it and someone will believe it.
I mean, yeah. I always was told, like, when I first got to LA, like, the best way to make money is to start that cult, honey, like,
yes.
Scientology. And I used to really think about it. I'm like, how can I do that? Because all I care about is making money.
You could definitely start a cult.
Ronald Hubbard said that. It's like the most famous you can ever be isn't through actual celebrity. It's religion, you know, getting
the most money that you can
and
make.
For sure. So my first experience now, I love JFK, like that whole thing, like fucking all Grassy Knoll. I'm into all that shit. Love. And they just released that. And then, of course, there wasn't anything in it, right? They released the file.
Oh, yeah, the way the new government. Yeah. They're like, we'll release anything, the Freedom of Information Act. And it's like one word and then all black.
Yeah, okay, redacted. I was like, are you kidding me? So, but the first experience I really had with, like you're saying, with Uppy, your dude,
uh-huh.
was stoners. And of course, your weed guy would come over. And then I'd be with other stoners and people, like, whenever job I'd be on, it was this movie called Zeitgeist. Now, did you ever?
Oh, I never saw that one.
So it was given to me on a DVD, like, literally passed to me. Like, somebody went home, burned it off their computer back when you could do that. I don't even have a CD DVD player. I don't even know. I'd have to play it on, like, a PlayStation now. I'm like, do I even own?
No.
It has the, you know how that triangle is on the money? Not triangle, but is it the
Oh, the
pyramid?
Mace of
the
pyramid.
Yeah. With the eye in the middle.
So that's on the cover of the... He probably just drew that since it was a burned thing. But so, because I'm looking on Wikipedia and that eye isn't there, so I guess he just drew that there. But it says it was 2007, that's how long ago it was. So it says it's a movie by Peter Joseph presenting a number of conspiracy theories. The film assembles archival footage, animations, and narrations. It's really good. It's really good. It'll convince you. It's like Bitcoin type shit. It's released online in 2007. I didn't see it till 2008. It soon received tens of millions of views on Google Video, YouTube, and Vimeo. According to Peter Joseph, the original Zeitgeist was not presented in a film format, but was a performance piece. You've lost me there. I'm not trying to see it live.
Have you been to my one-man show? It's called Zeitgeist.
Here's what it says.
Mine was called Mulligan's Jack. Yeah. And Boy on the Verge. Thank you. Thank you for asking.
Boy on the Verge. Julie's is called Harry Nevis.
Yeah. Harry Nevis.
Harry Nevi.
It's called Milk. Hormones. Lesbian.
Running for
exclamation
milk.
Point. Musical.
Funny that there was a whole gay movie
the
called
dance.
Milk.
I know.
It's all coming back.
I felt like my mom was so pleased inside.
She smugly was like, did you go see Milk, Ronnie? Did you go see it? Okay, but what about aliens? Are aliens real or not? Because what about the Roswell thing? Like, when that shit fell...
Okay, so aliens, that's another thing where you're like, of course not, stupid. You don't think we would know? But then I'm like, maybe they are.
I think
now, after all this time, I'm like, of course they are. Like, it's stupid to think they're not. Yeah. I think it's probably like a Stephen King book where we're, like, really the gerbils in some cage. And it's like how little kids treat bugs, you know? It's like, pull the wing off or whatever. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of how they see us. I mean, I don't know. But I'm assuming they're real, right?
I think...
There's definitely a UFO crashed that story when they said a UFO crashed in Roswell. Well, who knows what kind of UFO? Maybe it was something from Russia. But an unidentified flying object fell down there with some crazy shit. And then they covered it up.
Yeah, I don't know where 51. It
was
from.
But it was not American shit.
Well, they still show them all the time. Like, they'll have new... But you can't trust anything on video because you could just make anything up on your Final Cut.
Right, like Justin Bieber's reptile eyes.
Oh, my God. But see, you'll never forget that. So I showed you guys Justin... Because reptilians, that's a big one that keeps coming back.
Like, I can't wait to learn more about reptilians.
Can you please tell me what is it in a nutshell, reptilians?
It's just like reptiles and... It's like V, the show V.
Another one of Julie's favorite.
Favorite.
That's a good show.
Unhinged.
Yeah.
You. I mean, the
I
best.
Haven't watched a new one. Mark that Singer. That terrible.
Not worth it. Only it's all about the old one. It's all about Mark Singer.
So good. So it's like that. Right. So it's just reptiles living in human skins trying to... why would they try and control us? We're gross. We poop.
We'd be a food source according to Vu. V.
Okay. Did they become reptile people by accident? Was there a... some kind of
tongue. Oh, now we're getting to superhero stuff.
Well, I'm saying if there's reptilians, like there's got to be a reason they come. Do they come? Are those the aliens? Did it happen by accident? I'm a GMO food.
Well, we're just so egotistical. We're like, everybody wants to be a human. Like, we're gross, okay?
Yeah.
I think a lizard would aim higher.
Right. Yeah, they're probably they're eating us.
Well, reptilians is one of those things I feel too smart to, like, read too much about it. But, girl, I will click any headline that says Justin Bieber's a reptile.
Yeah, the clickbait.
Okay. So, I showed you that video earlier just because I was like, could you make that up? Because it's like someone taking a video of a TV. So, it's not like they're even importing the footage. But for those people who haven't seen that, it's Justin Bieber, I think when he was in prison, right? Not prison, but jail overnight or whatever. So, he's in his orange and he looks down and he looks up and his eyes flash black. And there's also a video of George Bush that way.
I think I've seen that one or heard about
it. I think there's a Queen Elizabeth one. And I don't even know where. I just love watching their eyes flash and trying to see if I can see an edit.
Is it all Illuminati stuff?
Girl.
It seems like they're trying to go with very powerful people. They're not like just finding, you know, someone else's mugshot and being like, look at this criminal. He went in there overnight to the Miami-Dade jail and his eyes flashed black. And it's like,
hey, that lizard person took over the cleaning lady's body.
Yeah. It's like it was Queen Elizabeth. Justin Bieber,
okay,
George Bush.
I just want to read you this, okay? This is the report. Okay, do lizard aliens rule the world? How much do we really know about our leaders? Conspiracy theorist David Icke argues that those in the highest of society are really a race of reptilians. The
oh my
shape-shifting
God,
lizard Illuminati who are in the process of installing a new world order. But how much weight does this theory really hold?
Should we set a thing that if it comes true that we kill ourselves? Like, for example, us
No,
three.
No, don't take it out on yourself.
Well, if it ends up that reptile people are real, I might have to fucking say goodnight, wig. Like,
bye, wig. Bye, reptile wig.
Yeah, exactly. Reptile people are real. I need to at least see one. I have to look one.
We assume reptile people are wrong anyway. Like, we're so racist.
I'll just get too scared.
I'm like,
maybe
hey,
they're
what's
totally
up?
Nice.
What's up,
Dad? Maybe they're trying to help us.
It's like
just...
the reptile wigs of housewives, the reptile house.
Reptile
real housewives.
They're all Kim Soulsiak.
Exactly.
I'm like, Reppy, hey, Reppy. You want a bump?
No, why not?
Where's your nose? Where's your nostrils?
I like those movies where aliens are real and we're the mean ones.
Yeah, of course.
Like
of course, yes.
What was that space, not Space Nine, but District Nine?
Oh, yeah.
Where
that was
real.
Intense.
And they were so mean
spark.
To that poor alien.
Yes.
Like, this is why they're hiding in George Bush's
yes.
body.
Yeah,
it's too scary.
That movie made me sad.
Me
Do
too.
Wanna...
I love being sad.
You can feel.
You guys, let's watch Beaches.
Okay. All right. So, Ronnie, thank you for... I don't know how that went, if that was
I mean, it was fun.
I hope everybody like smoked a fat J and really got down. Mom, I hope you know. My mom's probably up right online right now, like reptile Justin Bieber.
Look up reptilians. I also want to let you know, just a couple, just before we go, Israeli animal spying. Apparently, Israelis are using animals to spy on people.
Don't we all? But see, I think that's a real thing. Yeah, look how Bieber's looking at me. He knows. He's got a GoPro in
it. Now, I also want to say,
he knows, he's like, he types out a thing. He knows Morse code.
On Wikipedia, a conspiracy theory, they list as conspiracy theories, anti-Semitism.
I knew that.
That's not a real thing.
But I did tell Julie that word was done. I want y'all to know.
It's old.
Right, years ago when we first met, and she said that's just like
done.
Even yeah, I go. You know what? That word, you're gonna have to retire that.
Racism, Islam, Bible and Jesus, Antichrist. I mean, there are so I don't know, but I'm just saying there's a lot to there's a lot to research, a lot to do. So let's get to work.
We didn't even get into the Holocaust. Never happened. You Holocaust.
Oh my yeah. God. Thank God. Right. You know, because some of these people get so mad when you even start talking about it. It's not about believing it. It's about just reading about
it. It's just about celebrating it and having a good laugh at Mel Gibson and his fucking dad.
Not as if it's a belief. Yeah, it's not someone's opinion that the Holocaust happened. So look, have some fun. Look up conspiracies and theories.
Don't be scared of it. No. If you want to go and deep dive on Holocaust not being real, do it. Nobody's going to judge you. Just do private
people
browsing.
People are going to judge you. Do not tell anyone you're doing it, especially publicly.
Yeah, no.
Like this.
Private browse and then know, have your facts and then say, listen, Mel Gibson's dad is insane. We have 14 listeners. They want to know. They are probably already listening to your
good.
Podcast.
You had 11 last time I talked to you in your fucked up head.
Tell them your Twitter.
So Watch What Crappens is at What Crappens on Twitter and at Watch What Crappens on Instagram. We're on tour. Find tickets at watchwhatcrappens.com. Phoenix and Gay Pride in San Fran coming up.
Ooh, fun.
I also do the Rose Pricks podcast, which is a Bachelor.
Is that coming back soon?
This week or next week. Next Monday.
Bachelorette or Bachelor?
Bachelorette comes back on Memorial Day, whatever that is. And that's it, guys.
Okay, great. Tell them your private Twitter.
Oh, at Ronnie Karam. I don't really put much on there.
Oh, you
I'll
don't?
Be like, I just stayed at Wendy's. Like, I have no idea. I almost put on there today. My chicken burrito tasted like fish, but I'm still eating it. And I was like, why would you put that on Twitter?
Why wouldn't you?
Thanks, Ronnie.
I love you guys.
Now it's time for So There's That. Okay, so this is the part of the show where I give Julie the assignment of finding one thing that's happening with government that doesn't freak her the fuck out. It's like a little ray of light to leave you with that might make you happy. This week is a bit of a departure because this is our conspiracy evergreen episode, but I think it'll still make you happy. So her So There's That is actually the story that inspired this entire episode, and it's the one positive thing floating around all these fat, right-wing liars. All right, Meow Meow, so give us the conspiracy version of So There's That.
So There's That. Conspiracy edition. For those of you who don't know, and hopefully you don't, the biggest and most successful conspiracy theorist is bloated floating river corpse Alex Jones. He hosts the incredibly popular radio and YouTube show InfoWars. His YouTube channel has over 1 billion views. He has millions of listeners. And I like to think of him as a fatter, dare I say more annoying, and less drunk Steve Bannon. But
thought you were going to say Rush Limbaugh.
But like Steve Bannon, one of his avid listeners is Mr. Donald Trump. And unlike Steve Bannon, people like him. Trump called in his radio show during his campaign in 2016 and told Alex Jones, quote, I will not let you down. You'll be very impressed and we will be speaking a lot.
He called his radio show?
Yeah, there's a video of it.
Oh, my God.
After the Trump was elected, Trump called Alex Jones and thanked him. Alex Jones has now, for just to give you some context of how butt fuck crazy Alex Jones is, here's some weird fucked up shit he has said. These are the theories he's put into.
He
the
does
world.
Look kind of like Rush Limbaugh, though, right?
He does look kind of like
just
Rush Limbaugh.
Just so y'all know,
he's like a big, thick, kind of fat face. You know,
he's like a fluffy, stocky white dude.
Yeah, fluff. Yeah. He said, "Oh, Michelle Obama is a tranny. That she has man hands. Obama is not a citizen, and he is in fact an alien." He believed that the Obama and
did he mean illegal alien?
No, an actual alien.
He meant alien from
outer space.
Okay,
and that the government, Obama's government, was already currently living off planet. Hillary Clinton was on drugs. The government is involved in the Oklahoma bombing. Satanists are taking over America. Bill Gates is a eugenicist trying to wipe out minorities. The government is controlling the weather. Hillary Clinton is running a child sex ring out of a D.C. area pizza restaurant. We may remember that, Pizzagate. The Orlando shooting was fake, and the government is responsible for most of the mass shootings in the country.
That's the gay one, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Millions of undocumented immigrants illegally voted in the election. And
that's been for sure. I mean, all these aren't true, but that has also been...
None
Trump's
of these are
repeated
true.
That a million times right. about the immigrants.
And it's also been, if you can see that Trump also watches and listens to InfoWars, and in many a speech and in many a press conference, Trump has reiterated many things that Alex Jones has said.
I mean, it's just
fucked up.
I just have to stop for a second and just be like, it's so crazy. That's like, honestly, it would really be like a politician listening to this show. I mean, and getting
worse,
getting all of their information from this show, assuming that we fact checked, and we do fact check. But I mean, it's like,
but it would be
you're
if we
watching
said for...
something that, or like a mathematician. I don't know.
It'd be watching
a
cartoon and saying that the cartoon said real things.
Yeah.
And now I have.
Yeah,
though I'm
South
making
Park.
The policy.
You watch South Park, so you believe that like Bono is filled with shit.
Yeah,
and
I saw Bono take a huge 8-foot shit on a bench, and I know that's true. I mean, that's basically what we're talking about.
Yeah.
So it's. The list goes on and weird and bizarre and can't stop, won't back down, Patreon. You know what I mean? Like, the shit is fucked up. So, now, Alex Jones finds himself in controversy quite often, but no one seems to really give a shit, because for the most part, he may be gross, but who's got time to care? Well, that has changed, girl. As the devil in Miss Jones came out and needed to spew her demonic gizzarin things all over the massacre at Sandy Hook. Sandy Hook, as you remember, took place in 2012 in Newtown, Connecticut, where 26 people were killed, 20 of them being children under the age of 7, and 6 adults.
20 first graders and like 6 staff members.
Alex Jones went on InfoWars rampage saying Sandy Hook was fake and made up, and all those people were actors, or at the very least was controlled by the government. Well, there's only so much people can take from the spray tan liposuction pumpkin jizz volcano, and the families of Sandy Hook could take it no longer. Alex Jones is being sued for defamation, as basically he is saying he knows for a fact that Sandy Hook is a lie, and he has said it over and over
and over
again.
So the government staged the entire thing.
Yeah. And so the parents of 20 dead children are saying, fuck you, you living garbage disposal. We're mad as hell, and we're not going to take it anymore. So 2 lawsuits are currently being filed now by 2 separate sets of parents, Leonard Posner and Veronique De La Rosa, the parents of 6-year-old Noah Posner, and by Neil Heslin, the father of 6-year-old Jesse Heslin. Each suit is seeking $1 million in damages. In 2016, New York Magazine covered Posner and how he was dealing with the rise of Sandy Hook hoaxers. So the other problem is that, so Alex Jones says all this shit and then all these people believe it and they're called hoaxers, and then they go and troll all of these parents.
They traumatize them. They like within a week, somebody was there filming saying the whole thing was fake. It's exactly like when he said that Pizzagate was real and someone rolled up into a pizza parlor and tried to shoot someone.
Right.
And these people are getting death threats. They've moved away from the town. Like, you lost your kid and now you're getting death threats because they think you participated in like a government cover-up.
And we're talking about our kids were murdered and we had to look at their dead bodies with bullet holes in them.
And then move a week later because some dick was there with a video camera attacking me.
Right.
Yeah.
And we're fake and it wasn't real. So it's, you know, so Posner said
if it
at the
wasn't
time,
for those death threats, though, they couldn't sue him.
Yes.
It's because they were put in actual danger that they can now sue him, because all 20 would be suing him if it was just a matter of.
Right. Yeah. Defamation.
Yeah.
Now, this dad, Posner, said at the time, quote, my child who lived, who was a real person, is basically going to be erased. So there's the death threats and there's also that feeling. It's just when you hear these parents, it's just so sad. It's just like so gross. Even after these folks had to experience the trauma for the next 5 years, so they're tormented by Alex Jones with vicious lies, and their lawyer told HuffPost, these lies were meant to convince his audience that the Sandy Hook parents are frauds and have perpetrated a sinister lie on the American people, which is the other thing, that he's, which is that where the defamation comes in. So he's saying like that they're perpetrating this thing and pretending and lying to the American people, and that that is a lie. Jones is also facing defamation suits related to last year's white supremacist rally in Charlottesville, February shooting at Stoneman Douglas, and he just settled a separate defamation suit with Chobani last year, which I didn't even look into. So he's getting sued left and motherfucking right because he's ruining people's lives. So Alex Jones, our hope for you is that every parent and survivor who you try and erase and vilify with your paranoid, moronic, showboat, money-grubbing theater comes one after the other to wipe you out. And for every bullshit conspiracy you want to spew, it'll cost you $1 million, and you'll at least give a few people at the very least some dignity back and some power back for themselves in the memory of the people whom they lost. So there's that. So that's it for this very special conspiracy evergreen episode of Dumb Gay Politics.
Thank you guys for listening. We'll be back next week with a regular show. If you haven't yet, leave us a review on iTunes. I want to get over 1,000 reviews. And right now we're like around hovering around 850. Mm-hmm. You know, it's these little goals that make me feel like I'm accomplishing something.
Also, please go to www.patreon.com/dumbgaypolitics and check out our members only Patreon podcast. It's an hour long, unedited, ad free clusterfuck. There are a couple of free episodes there for you to try, so just see if you like it. Go ahead. Yeah.
It's only $1 an episode, and we promise to keep you company while you're doing mundane tasks right, like working or raising your children. and like we said at the top of the show, every comment or message left on our Patreon page goes right into our email inbox, so we hear from our Patreon friends in real time, and we really love them.
We really do. We don't have much, but we have that.
That's right. That's true.
And if you like stand-up comedy...
I don't have much. Okay.
I don't have much.
You were going to do it. If only you had a mole. That big mole.
Oh, I do. I do. I had a hairy nevus. It was two of them taken off.
Hairy nevus.
That's called pre-cancer. Please come see me and Brad Locally June 7th and 8th in New York at the Laurie Beachman Theater. And then you can come, if you can't come to that, come to Asbury Park in New Jersey June 9th at the Paradise for what is basically a fundraiser for Susan G. Komen. It's actually not Planned Parenthood. It's Susan G. Komen and Nurse Betty
It's actually
Moore.
Something completely different.
I thought it was something that, but it's Susan G. Komen, and she does free breast exams and does all kinds of medical work for the LGBT community, where, you know, as an LGBT person, sometimes it can be very, very disruptive and weird to go see a doctor when they make you feel weird for being something weird. So come to the show.
Okay. And as always, it's been real and it's been fun.
But mostly it's been gay and it's been dumb.
And conspiracies, bitch.
What?
How'd you do? I see you've met my faithful hand in hand. He's just a little brought down, because when you knocked, he thought you were the candy man. Don't get strung up by the way I look. Don't judge a book by its cover. I'm not much of a man by the light of day, but by night I'm one hell of a lover. I'm just a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania. Let me show you around and maybe play you a sign. You look like you're both pretty groovy. Or if you want something visual that's not too abysmal, we could take in an old Steve Reeves movie.
I'm glad we caught you at home. Could we use your phone? We're both in a bit of a hurry.
Right.
We'll just say where we are, then go back to the car. We don't want to be any worry. Well, you got caught with a flat world. How about that? Well, babies, don't you panic. By the light of the night, it'll all seem all right. I'll get you a satanic mechanic. I'm just a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania. Why don't you stay for the night?
Night.
Or maybe a bite.
Night.
I could show you my favorite obsession. I've been making a man with blonde hair and a tan, and he's good for relieving my tension. I'm just a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania. Hey, hey, I'm just a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania. So, come up to the lab and see what's on the slab. I see you shiver with anticipation. But maybe the rain is really to blame. So I'll remove the cause. But not the symptom.